Oh, that track was Phoebe Rings with Cheshire on RDU Breakfast. I'm chatting with none other than Charles Aston. Good
g'day,
morning.
G'day. Good morning.
Welcome to the show. How are you feeling?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
Good. Yeah. Yes, me too. And gosh, you must be like bursting at the seams to chat Pedestal.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
So, yes, it was what? 4 days? 5 days ago? Yep. I don't know what time is.
Yeah, Friday last week came out. Yeah, yeah. Been a wee while. I'd sort of written the song like a year and a half ago. And just was like, okay, it's about time, especially with Movember. I've got this growing start show over here. But yeah.
Oh, gosh, Movember, don't get me started. I'm not even going to, no, I can't even try. but gosh, how does it feel to have your baby in the big wide world after so long?
It's great. It's just now getting to share it more, share a little bit more of the other music that I've been making as well with other people and stuff. So it's the feedback's been unreal. So yeah,
nice.
Really appreciating it.
How come Pedestal is the first drop of yours? How come you've put this single on a pedestal above the others?
I suppose it was just, it was like coincided with Movember. It was like, it's quite like a introspective sort of song that like talking about yourself a little bit more. So I was like, hey, it's kind of more appropriate. And yeah, I think it was like the one that held me back more. So I was like, may as well share that rather than just share some other random song that will eventually come out.
So would you say this is a more vulnerable track for you?
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That was the whole point, really. It was just trying to like not shy away from being myself, I suppose.
Gosh. And would you say that it's easier or harder to be vulnerable in your tunes? Because it's always interesting talking to artists and whether they, I guess, take up a character.
I reckon it's way easier to write if you were just being really vulnerable, but sharing it's like another world, like it's another thing. Like, yeah, it's been quite scary, but I appreciated the feedback and
So what would you say is the story, I guess, behind Pedestal then, to wrap up talking about the track?
It started from like a little like a classic brotherly argument, and then just sort of went let's write the song. And it was basically it's like a bit of manifestation sort of thing. So like, hey, I'm gonna put myself on a pedestal, knowing that I'm not really there yet, I'm still on the ground. I'm trying my best and eventually I'll get there, but it was just like that whole process of just like self-belief and
It's a very mature content, I guess, subject matter. So how come you're picking maturity over immaturity?
Oh, I suppose it was just like where I'm at. Uh-huh. So, you know, just like having been making music as a producer for 8 years or so now. So, I don't know, it just felt like maybe I needed to, try something, you know, being a little bit more vulnerable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially in comparison to your last releases.
Yeah, exactly. Very different. See, very different.
There you go. Yeah. Gosh. Well, I would love to touch on how you have, I guess, a production background, kind of. Yep. How does that impact your sound and approach?
It's kind of the whole reason I started making music. It was just started making music when I was at uni, producing heaps of sort of just random bits and pieces. Started loving dance music and then sort of moved into the world of like sort of a little bit of hip hop and stuff, and then have just been like trialing as many different random things as possible. And then this Pedestal was like the one that kind of worked with me and my voice and what I wanted to talk about.
Epic.
But early in the year I got to go and work on some sync projects and for like TV, movie, games and stuff, which is pretty unreal. And and then got to work with Greg Haver and stuff, so which is the New Zealand producer series, so got asked up to Auckland for that. So like starting to like I think just add all these different bits and pieces together and trying to form what that looks like for Charles Aston.
Yeah, sink your teeth into it. Jeez. How does producing for yourself differ to producing for anyone else?
Oh man, it's way more comfortable by myself.
Oh wow,
yeah.
Real?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Well, like, because I can sit in a room and turn the speakers up as loud as possible, and it's great. You don't really need to worry about, what other people, like, making sure the other people in the room are, like, having a great time as well. But it's definitely becoming more enjoyable working like in collaboration. Like collaboration's like nice. The coolest thing. But if I just want to like sit and make music, it's less stress.
Yeah, there's a comfort in knowing you can make it yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
I would love to touch on the pedestal artwork by, Josh French. So, what was it like working with him? Explain the art.
He's unreal. He's done some pretty cool stuff in the past, and just we'd known each other through like mutual friends. So I said, hey, do you want to come check out the song? This is what I'm trying to do with it. And just sort of said, hey, go nuts.
Nice.
Yeah, I kind of knew the style that he would be going for, but I think he came up with like a really cool piece and it represented the song really well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think the easiest way is to go check it out on Spotify.
As they should, yes. I have to chat about RGU45 because we're currently raising funds for a music studio and creative hub. Wow, I'm so good at enunciating that because I always say creative hub. And jokes, but yes, just chat to, I guess, the music community here and how dope it would be that the facility might come true and to be.
Oh, I think it'd be unreal. The reason that I think Christchurch is like music scene is starting to develop in different ways is because of places like RDU. So having a strong music hub in terms of a studio, in terms of different live spaces that people can practice and perform, it's kind of like an essential component, whether you're in a band or you're a standalone artist, a singer-songwriter, you're a producer, you kind of need that central hub to go to. So I think this will be like the forming ground of what kind of like actually comes up to, you know, like what you might hear in it a couple of years' time. So you probably might not necessarily hear the wave of Christchurch sound for a wee while, but this is the building blocks of it. So
you're so right. Oh my gosh. And I cannot wait for in 2-3 years time when it is the most gross cesspit of just musos wanting to let me in there. I'm excited for it. But yes, what does the future hold for you and where can people find your stuff?
Heaps of new music coming. A world of different sounds and stuff, just trialing out different stuff. So it'll be on every streaming platform, so you can just type in Charles Aston, Light the Car, and
Nice, good stuff. What do you want final words? What are the last things you want to say to the listeners before I play Pedestal?
Oh, just go have a jam, and enjoy it.
Thanks for coming onto the show this morning, Charles Aston, AO, and yes, I'll play Pedestal right now. I don't know if I'll get in trouble for it, but hey, we're doing it anyway.
Thanks.